And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. When Sylvan Goldman, owner of the Humpty Dumpty supermarket chain, invented the shopping cart way back in 1937, he never could have imagined it would become the shopper's best friend. Nor could he have foreseen shopping carts becoming eyesores, littering neighborhoods, streets, and highways. Here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, abandoned carts are ubiquitous. You can find them most anywhere. Apartment complexes, recycle centers, and wooded areas where the homeless hang out. Lost shopping carts are not only eyesores, but signs of urban decay. Apartment dwellers who don't own automobiles often borrow the carts to haul groceries back to their homes, a one-way trip. And that's where they accumulate, like a shopping cart graveyard. The homeless also have a certain affinity for carts, which they use to transport trash, cardboard, and other junk to their pads in the woods or under bridges. Those sleek-looking carts don't come cheap. A single shopping cart can cost Harris Teeter, a Food Lion, or a Trader Joe's anywhere from $150 to $200. Some grocery chains like Aldi's are getting smart. They offer a rent-a-cart. Leave a deposit of a quarter, and when the cart is returned, so is the quarter. It's a simple system, and I wonder why other chains don't offer a similar deposit return for their customers. There's another benefit to corralling those lost carts. It avoids damage to cars caused by runaway carts. Many cities and towns require store owners to retrieve their abandoned carts or face a fine. Chapel Hill and Carrboro residents can do their fair share by reporting the three-dimensional graffiti to the grocery stores from whence they came. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.